Welcome into the Players Lounge, presented by Mercedes-Benz. I'm Madeline Berg, joined by Dalvin Tomlinson, rookie D lineman. Dalvin, how's your day going?
It's going pretty good so far.
It's week 17 of the season. Mm-hmm. It's been quite the season for you, your rookie year out here. What are your biggest takeaways from this season so far?
It's been a humbling experience. I've been trying to take everything in from all the players I've played beside with Snacks and JPP and OV, and just it's a learning experience for me.
Yeah, and now we're taking your questions as well. If you've got questions, add them in the comments section, and you can ask Dalvin yourself. But also, you know, coming from Alabama, a program that, you know, you're used to winning and excellence and stuff, and then coming into a season like this, what's the biggest mindset to keep yourself focused and yourself, you know, prepared each week?
Pretty much I come with the mindset that I want to get better so I can help contribute more to the team. Yeah. I think that that's the biggest thing, because you have to have the self-motivation to stay positive.
And contribute you have. I mean, you're leading all rookie D linemen with 23 run stops this season. That's like a fun little stat right there. But, I mean, what do you see in the trenches down there then, and with the guys that you're in the front row with that really brings that out of you?
It's a lot to see on the field. And just playing beside the players of that caliber and those great defensive linemen, it's like a standard you had to uphold and just being a rookie. You have to play like a veteran, I feel like.
Right. Now, football, you know, you've been playing very well this season, but that's not your only sport. I know you were telling me earlier this year you used to play soccer as well, right?
Soccer. Wrestling was my second biggest sport, and I also did track.
Okay. What was your favorite growing up?
Football.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, right?
Obviously.
But, you know, I mean, what do you have, you know, those other sports, those other experiences that kind of build your athleticism as a whole? You know, what do you take away? I mean, the soccer, there's a lot of kind of the speed and durability and the wrestling, you know, I mean, do you see that you take little parts of these other experiences?
Yeah, I feel like the biggest one is probably wrestling. The leverage and things you learn from wrestling is like playing the defensive line the whole time.
Right, yeah. Right. You got to get that leverage. You got to get your man down and all that kind of stuff. That's true. Mm-hmm. Paul wants to know, what's it like playing next to Snacks?
This very nerve-wracking, you can say, because you know Snacks is a great defensive lineman. And just going out there knowing that you have to dominate just as good as he is, and it's tough. It was tough at first, but I enjoy it, though. Snack's a great person. He always teaching me things on and off the field, even during the plays when we're playing.
Yeah, elevates your game a little bit.
Yeah, a lot, yeah.
What's the most memorable thing he's taught you?
Pretty much when I first got here, going through camp, I was messing up a lot. And pretty much he just told me quit stressing out and just relax, have fun with it. And that's pretty much it was like a turning point for me. Just have fun, just go out there and enjoy it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, obviously it's easier said than done to kind of let go of the moments where you think, oh, I wish I would have done that better. But, you know, coming from a guy like him to say, okay, you know what, it's okay to just move on and have a short-term memory. Was that the biggest learning curve for you as a rookie?
Yeah, that was the biggest learning curve. I feel like after that, I could just start improving a lot more.
Yeah, take the pressure off yourself and really grow into your own game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hector asks, what's been the toughest thing to learn on defense?
The toughest thing to learn on defense, I would probably have to say when I first got here, learning the playbook. It was similar to one I had in college, but it was the small things. It's always the small things in the NFL that would make the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm. The details, right? You can't, it's like the expression, the devil's in the details. You got to keep it all, keep it all on point. Michael asks, what's your biggest adjustment coming from college to the NFL? Mm-hmm. And also, what's your favorite pregame meal? It's a two-parter.
My biggest adjustment going from college to the NFL would have to be the weather up north.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, like the first time you felt like a day like today, this morning it was 13 degrees. When you walked outside, you're like, are there more jackets?
Yeah, because playing in the South, playing for Alabama, growing up in Georgia, you don't experience cold weather like this.
Yeah.
And my favorite pregame meal would have to be steak. I love steak. So.
That's a good one. Yeah. All right, how do you do your steak? Do you do, like, well done? Do you do it with steak and potatoes? How do you cook it?
Steak and potatoes, and probably I get it medium or medium well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. Good protein source. All right. Michael asks, have you talked to Coach Saban lately leading up to the bowl game?
We've both been pretty busy, so I haven't had time to contact him.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure. But I'm sure you'll give him a little congratulations or, you know, call after the fact or something.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big season for them and for you guys, too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Alex says, going into the next season, what areas do you want to improve on personally?
Personally, I want to improve on the most is pass rush. I think that's the biggest area I need to work on the most.
Okay.
And that's one thing I'm going to work on throughout the offseason.
What are your plans in the offseason? Are you going to get together with some of these guys? Do you have coaches that you work with?
Most likely, I'm going to get together with some of the defensive linemen and train with them for a while. And I may go back to Tuscaloosa and train there for a little bit.
Okay. You're going to stick around New York for the most part?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. Alex asks, what's your favorite part about being a New York Giant?
My favorite part about being a New York Giants is pinning on their blue jersey when we have a home game and just running into MetLife Stadium.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, this is a franchise that has a lot of history and stuff. And, you know, when you got drafted by this team, was there a, like, what was the first thought? Like, wow, that's where I'm going to end up. That's where I'm going to play. What went through your mind?
Yeah, it was a lot going through my mind. And just being able to play on the defense with a lot of great defensive players, it was just like, it feels like college all over again with great defensive players around me.
Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, what was your favorite NFL team?
Growing up in Georgia, I was an Atlanta Falcons fan. But mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, that's true. I mean, it's hometown team, stuff mm-hmm. like that. That's pretty cool. Who has the best personality on the team? Another question from Alex. I don't know. Is this the same Alex? He's got a lot of good questions. We got a lot of Alexes.
The best personality, I would have to say DRC.
DRC?
The DRC is like one of the funniest guys on the team. Always crazy.
I feel like that's a common answer.
Yeah, it's,
I don't know, maybe we'll get a cameo. Maybe we'll get a cameo from him later. But yeah, he's a clown out here.
Yeah, he's funny. It's priceless.
What's your most memorable DRC moment?
So many of them. Just when he just breaks out and random dances in the locker room, like on a random day, it's just crazy.
Do you have good dance moves?
Nah.
No? No? All right, Shannon asks, who's the toughest running back you've faced this year and why?
The toughest running back? Yeah, we faced some pretty good ones this year. And I probably have to say the toughest is Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
He's one of those running backs. He's just tough to tackle. And he's quick, elusive, and has a lot of finesse to him. So he's an all-around great running back to me.
Beast mode for a reason, right?
Yeah.
And even, like, in a veteran state of his career, he's mm-hmm. still kind of making moves.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Is he as, like, rambunctious on the field as we've seen, like, in some of these off-the-field things? Like, you know, how he's got such a big personality. Mm-hmm. Do you pick up on that when you're opposing him?
Yeah, I pick up on it. Yeah, he's just, like, on the field, he's a little bit more laid back and chill. That's mm-hmm. pretty much how all football players are when you in the zone, I guess you can say.
Yeah, that's true. Some guys are on the field and they kind of turn it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Some guys kind of focus it down.
Yeah.
All right. Rich wants to know, who do you want to sack most in the NFL? That's a good question.
What I want to sack most.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I don't know.
When we played the Seahawks, I wanted to sack Russell Wilson pretty bad. So.
Oh, yeah?
Probably between Russell Wilson and Dak Prescott.
There you go. That's a good answer. I mean, Dak Prescott, Cowboys quarterback, you got to want to take him down. Frank asks, have you met any Giants DTs from the past?
I've met a lot of people in the Giants. There's a lot of players.
I'm sure,
yeah.
Yeah,
I met almost everybody.
Yeah.
But Michael Strahan was a defensive end. I met him and just great guy, and I met a lot of linebackers and stuff. I also met Justin Tuck, and I talked to all of them, and they all just give great advice to be a Giant.
I feel like that's one thing about this organization is you see a lot of faces from the past mm-hmm. coming through here and, you know, eating lunch in the cafeteria and, mm-hmm. and spending time around. I mean, does that make it feel more like a family?
Yeah, it's, you know, once a Giant, always a Giant. This is a real big thing up here. So yeah. You always see past players coming and going. Sometimes they'll sit in the meetings with you and break down film with you and things like that.
And that's got to be kind of interesting, too, to hear a different perspective of a guy who's played the game in that blue uniform as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And thank you for your questions. This has been the Players Lounge presented by Mercedes-Benz.